Actual Test 2. Part 1. Item numbers 1 through 15. You will now hear 15 items, each made up of a single spoken statement, followed by 4 spoken responses. Choose the most appropriate response to the statement. Now, let's begin part number 1. Number 1. See you later, Sarah. It was good to meet you.
A. What a pleasant surprise. B. Nice meeting you too. C. I'm doing great. D. Excuse me, do I know you?
Number 2.
Pardon me, can you tell me where the cookbooks are?
A. Do you work here? B. I'm not interested in cooking. C. We keep them in aisle 7. D. It's okay. Number 3.
Guess what? You're going to be a daddy.
A. Yeah, my daddy is coming next week. B. Oh my God, I can't believe it. C. Time really flies. D. Wow, you must be excited. Number 4.
Guess what? I made it into medical school.
A. Good for you. B. Great, thanks. C. You've got the job. D. You're welcome. Number 5. I really appreciate you helping me move.
A. Thanks a million. B. That sounds great. C. No problem, anytime. D. I'm moving soon.
Number 6.
Does this skirt come in any other color?
A. Yes, we have different colors. B. Sorry, we don't carry leather skirts. C. Why don't you try another one? D. Don't you like this kind of style? Number 7. Could you lower your music?
A. Sure, I'll keep it down. B. I like heavy metal. C. Yes, I live on the lower level. D. Do you hear me?
Number 8.
When do you have your sales meeting?
A. It hasn't arrived yet. B. It's up to the manager. C. We will have it in room number 302. D. You should be on time this Friday. Number 9. How come you ate all of the omelet?
A. I like cheese omelets best. B. I'll have it for my dinner. C. Sorry, I don't know how to make omelets. D. Sorry, I was too hungry.
Number 10.
I don't feel like taking out the trash.
A. I didn't take out the trash. B. But I feel like going out. C. Let me do it for you. D. Be sure to use the trash bag. Number 11. Can you tell me where I can grab a bite to eat inside the airport?
A. I wish I could tell you. B. It's very near from here. C. I don't like to have hot dogs. D. You should go to gate 3.
Number 12.
I was thrilled by your speech. It was really fascinating.
A. Thank you, but she is more attractive. B. How nice of you to say so. C. I'm very nervous in front of a crowd. D. You're a born speaker. You did a great job. Number 13. Your new business card is eye-catching.
A. Can I have your card? B. Thank you. I made it myself. C. How did you recognize it? D. I will pay with this card.
Number 14.
Greg, this is my friend, Tina. Have you two met before?
A. I don't think so. B. Nice to meet you. C. Can I have your name? D. Stay in touch. Number 15. How are you recovering after your accident?
A. I got injured badly. B. I met him by accident. C. I'm almost getting back to normal. D. It's okay to ask me.
Part 2. Item numbers 16 through 30. You will now hear 15 conversation fragments, each made up of 3 spoken statements, followed by 4 spoken responses. Choose the most appropriate response to complete the conversation. Now, let's begin part 2. Number 16.
What's wrong? You look really worried.
I just got a call saying that my mother was in a car accident.
Oh no! Is she all right?
A. Mind your own business. B. I'm not sure yet. C. Don't worry, I'm okay. D. I'm going to the hospital. Number 17. Your parents don't work, right?
Yes, they've been retired for about 2 years.
Must be nice. How do they spend their free time?
A. They won't be around this week. B. They do some volunteer work. C. They are free on weekends. D. They started to run a business.
Number 18.
What are you reading?
It's about the life of Marilyn Monroe.
What's it like so far?
A. So interesting that I can't stop reading. B. It's a very thick book. C. I don't like reading. D. I'm almost finished with the book. Number 19. Do you have any plans today?
Not really. What's up?
I'm going shopping. Do you want to come with me?
A. I'm planning to go to the movies. B. I'll take a rain check on that. C. I can't follow you. Come again? D. There is no agreement on that.
Number 20.
I thought you had to photocopy something.
I do, but I'm short on change.
The machines also take cards. You can buy it from the machine over there.
A. I don't want to use my credit card. B. I guess that's something I need. C. But I like my copies double-sided. D. I think this machine is out of order. Number 21. A1 Travel Agency. What can I do for you?
I'd like a one-way ticket to Moscow.
What date do you have in mind?
A. I'd like to leave next Thursday. B. My flight leaves at noon. C. Just for a few days. D. Then get me another flight.
Number 22.
Where can I find the main office?
It's downstairs, room 106.
They're not closed yet, right?
A. I think so. They are open until 6 o'clock. B. They will close tomorrow. C. You need to go to the main office. D. Let me help you out. Number 23. I like your necklace. I'm looking for one like that for my girlfriend.
I got this one on sale at the Edenville Mall.
Is the sale still going on?
A. Yeah, but you should hurry. B. These items are not for sale. C. It was a big bargain. D. I'm still going on a diet.
Number 24.
Hi, Brad. Long time no see.
It's because I just started a new job.
How's that coming along?
A. I haven't seen you for ages. B. It's harder than I expected. C. I started it a few weeks ago. D. That is my favorite thing. Number 25. Could I please talk to Mary?
I'm sorry, she just left. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes, just tell her Joseph called.
A. She called you several times this morning. B. Okay, I'll make sure that she gets that. C. Can you call me later? D. I'm afraid that she's busy right now.
Number 26.
Ross, do you think I could borrow your car?
It's not mine, it's my brother's. Do you want me to ask him for you?
What do you think he'll say?
A. Don't worry, you can use mine. B. He just bought a brand new car. C. I think he is a nice and sweet guy. D. I'm not sure. I'll let you know soon. Number 27. Will you be attending Rachel's dinner party this weekend?
Maybe, but I don't have a date.
Me neither. Do you want to go together?
A. I really enjoyed her party. B. Sure, why not? C. I don't like dance parties. D. Let's get together this Saturday.
Number 28.
Did you go out last night?
No, I was sick, so I went to bed early. Why do you ask?
I called you about a dozen times.
A. Sorry, I wasn't at my apartment. B. I might not have heard in my phone ring. C. Can you call me later? D. You can reach me with this number. Number 29. I'm going to take my lunch break.
Same here. Want to eat together?
Sorry, I can't. I'm using my lunch hour for a doctor's appointment.
A. Maybe next time then. B. I brought some sandwiches and drinks. C. Let's meet in front of my building. D. I'm in the mood for Chinese food.
Number 30.
How are you going to celebrate your graduation?
Some friends and I are going to have dinner.
Sounds good. What are you thinking about having?
A. We will catch a movie. B. We will go to a Mexican restaurant. C. I feel like going out tonight. D. I would like to buy a bag. Part 3. Item numbers 31 through 45. You will now hear 15 complete conversations. For each item, you will hear a conversation and its corresponding question, which will be read twice. Then you will hear 4 options, which will be read only once. Choose the option that best answers the question. Now, let's begin part 3. Number 31. Hey, can you give me a hand?
Sure, what's the problem?
Well, the printer isn't working. I'm not sure what's wrong.
Have you tried turning it on and off again?
Not yet. I was just checking to make sure all the cables are plugged in.
If it's an older model, you might just need to buy a new one.
Question. What are the speakers discussing? Hey, can you give me a hand?
Sure, what's the problem?
Well, the printer isn't working. I'm not sure what's wrong.
Have you tried turning it on and off again?
Not yet. I was just checking to make sure all the cables are plugged in.
If it's an older model, you might just need to buy a new one.
Question. What are the speakers discussing? A. Buying a new printer. B. How to fix the man's computer. C. The man's broken printer. D. What model of printer to buy? Number 32. I'd like to go overseas.
You mean to find a job?
Yeah, it seems I can make a lot of money.
It's true, but do you know where to go?
Not really. Any ideas?
I bet you could find a lot of information on the internet.
Question. What is the main topic of the conversation? I'd like to go overseas.
You mean to find a job?
Yeah, it seems I can make a lot of money.
It's true, but do you know where to go?
Not really. Any ideas?
I bet you could find a lot of information on the internet.
Question. What is the main topic of the conversation? A. How to make a fortune. B. The way to gather information. C. Working abroad. D. Traveling abroad. Number 33.
What can I do for you today?
I was wondering if you sell hiking clothes.
Yes. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Some shorts for summer hiking.
Are you looking for a certain color?
Just plain brown would be fine. Question. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
What can I do for you today?
I was wondering if you sell hiking clothes.
Yes. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Some shorts for summer hiking.
Are you looking for a certain color?
Just plain brown would be fine. Question. What are the speakers mainly talking about? A. Shopping at the department store. B. Finding clothes for hiking. C. Making a hiking trip. D. Finding a suitable size. Number 34. Crispy chicken delivery? I have a problem with my food.
What's the matter?
I just received my delivery and I'm missing part of my order.
Did you talk to our delivery man?
He left before I could check everything.
I apologize, sir. What's missing?
Hot wings are supposed to be included.
We'll have the rest of your order out to you right away.
Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? Crispy chicken delivery? I have a problem with my food.
What's the matter?
I just received my delivery and I'm missing part of my order.
Did you talk to our delivery man?
He left before I could check everything.
I apologize, sir. What's missing?
Hot wings are supposed to be included.
We'll have the rest of your order out to you right away.
Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? A. The woman is promising to provide better service. B. The man is complaining about an incorrect delivery. C. The man is placing an order to the restaurant. D. The woman is confirming the man's delivery. Number 35.
Michael, guess what happened to Rick?
Not anything horrible, I hope.
He got into a minor car accident.
Oh, no. Is he going to be all right?
He broke an arm, but other than that, he's okay.
That's terrible. I'm glad it wasn't worse. Question. What is the conversation mainly about?
Michael, guess what happened to Rick?
Not anything horrible, I hope.
He got into a minor car accident.
Oh, no. Is he going to be all right?
He broke an arm, but other than that, he's okay.
That's terrible. I'm glad it wasn't worse. Question. What is the conversation mainly about? A. The woman's injury from an accident. B. Michael's broken car. C. Rick's car accident. D. A friend who is hospitalized. Number 36. Sorry to bother you, but I think I know you.
Really? Your face doesn't ring a bell.
We met at Rachel's Christmas party last year.
You were there too?
Yeah, but I had a beard back then.
Oh, yeah. You look totally different without it.
Question. What can be inferred about the man and the woman from the conversation? Sorry to bother you, but I think I know you.
Really? Your face doesn't ring a bell.
We met at Rachel's Christmas party last year.
You were there too?
Yeah, but I had a beard back then.
Oh, yeah. You look totally different without it.
Question. What can be inferred about the man and the woman from the conversation? A. They have known each other for years. B. They haven't met for a while. C. They don't know each other. D. They like parties very much. Number 37.
Did you think about what I said earlier?
What, buying a new television?
Yes. So what do you think? I really want a new one.
I don't know why you're asking me. You seem really determined.
I just want to know you are fine with it.
As long as it's not out of our budget, I don't care. Question. What is the woman doing in this conversation?
Did you think about what I said earlier?
What, buying a new television?
Yes. So what do you think? I really want a new one.
I don't know why you're asking me. You seem really determined.
I just want to know you are fine with it.
As long as it's not out of our budget, I don't care. Question. What is the woman doing in this conversation? A. Finding out a price range she can afford. B. Getting approval for buying a new TV set. C. Finding out how the man is doing. D. Deciding which television to buy. Number 38. I just heard that the bus fare is increasing.
It's nothing. The increase is minimal.
The price just went up a couple of years ago, though.
Obviously, they needed to raise the fare for some reason.
I wonder why they need the extra money.
Hopefully, they'll use it to buy new buses.
Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? I just heard that the bus fare is increasing.
It's nothing. The increase is minimal.
The price just went up a couple of years ago, though.
Obviously, they needed to raise the fare for some reason.
I wonder why they need the extra money.
Hopefully, they'll use it to buy new buses.
Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? A. The current bus fare is reasonable. B. The bus fare was raised last year. C. The current bus fare is outrageous. D. The bus fare will go up. Number 39.
I'm sorry, but the store will be closing in 10 minutes.
Really? I thought it was open until 8.
That's only Monday through Friday.
Well, what time do you close on the weekends?
Today we close at 6 p.m. and we're closed all day Sunday.
I guess I'll have to come back next week. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation?
I'm sorry, but the store will be closing in 10 minutes.
Really? I thought it was open until 8.
That's only Monday through Friday.
Well, what time do you close on the weekends?
Today we close at 6 p.m. and we're closed all day Sunday.
I guess I'll have to come back next week. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? A. It is Saturday evening. B. The store's business hours are always the same. C. The woman works Monday through Friday from 8 to 6. D. The man is a regular customer. Number 40. Is life different now that you're retired?
It's not as fun as I thought it would be.
Didn't you say you wanted to work on your painting and other hobbies?
Yes, but I miss having a routine.
Don't worry. You'll eventually find other things to take up your time.
You're right, but I'd still like to feel productive.
Question. Which is correct about the woman's life? Is life different now that you're retired?
It's not as fun as I thought it would be.
Didn't you say you wanted to work on your painting and other hobbies?
Yes, but I miss having a routine.
Don't worry. You'll eventually find other things to take up your time.
You're right, but I'd still like to feel productive.
Question. Which is correct about the woman's life? A. Her life is full of fun. B. Her life is productive. C. Her life is less satisfying than expected. D. Her life is filled with energy. Number 41.
Let's go. Jeff and Kate will be waiting for us.
I got sucked into the TV again.
We have to meet them at the restaurant by 6:30.
Yeah, but I can't stop here. I really want to see what's going to happen next.
Just set the VCR so you can watch it later.
Why didn't I think of that? Question. What is likely to happen next?
Let's go. Jeff and Kate will be waiting for us.
I got sucked into the TV again.
We have to meet them at the restaurant by 6:30.
Yeah, but I can't stop here. I really want to see what's going to happen next.
Just set the VCR so you can watch it later.
Why didn't I think of that? Question. What is likely to happen next? A. The man will keep watching a TV series. B. They will go out to have dinner. C. They will buy a new VCR. D. They will wait for friends. Number 42. Are you done packing for the cruise?
Almost.
Do you have your passport?
Yes, I have both mine and yours.
What about the tickets? Can't leave without those.
I've got them right here. I think we're all ready to go.
Question. What are the man and woman mainly doing? Are you done packing for the cruise?
Almost.
Do you have your passport?
Yes, I have both mine and yours.
What about the tickets? Can't leave without those.
I've got them right here. I think we're all ready to go.
Question. What are the man and woman mainly doing? A. Making a checklist. B. Booking a flight. C. Getting ready to go on a trip. D. Unpacking a backpack. Number 43.
What's that new Italian place like?
I don't know. I haven't been there yet.
Me neither, but I'm thinking about going there for lunch tomorrow.
Really? Can I tag along? I've been wanting to go, too.
That's fine, as long as you don't mind if I bring another friend.
Sure. That sounds great, actually. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation?
What's that new Italian place like?
I don't know. I haven't been there yet.
Me neither, but I'm thinking about going there for lunch tomorrow.
Really? Can I tag along? I've been wanting to go, too.
That's fine, as long as you don't mind if I bring another friend.
Sure. That sounds great, actually. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? A. The man is acquainted with the woman's friend. B. The woman didn't check out the Italian restaurant. C. The woman is joining the man for dinner. D. The man has been to the new Italian restaurant. Number 44. Hi, Dr. Sinclair.
Good afternoon, Sam. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I keep having really bad headaches.
Okay. Is there anything else bothering you?
Sometimes my chest hurts for no reason.
I'll check everything out to make sure it's not anything serious.
Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? Hi, Dr. Sinclair.
Good afternoon, Sam. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I keep having really bad headaches.
Okay. Is there anything else bothering you?
Sometimes my chest hurts for no reason.
I'll check everything out to make sure it's not anything serious.
Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? A. The man is in critical condition. B. The man is being examined by a doctor. C. The man needs to visit the doctor again. D. The man doesn't have a serious disease. Number 45.
Louis, I need to catch my plane. Can't you go any faster?
I'm going as fast as I can.
Maybe I should have just taken the airport shuttle.
The shuttle has to drive through the same traffic.
Really? I thought it would be faster.
Actually, it's slower than you think. Question. What can be inferred from this conversation?
Louis, I need to catch my plane. Can't you go any faster?
I'm going as fast as I can.
Maybe I should have just taken the airport shuttle.
The shuttle has to drive through the same traffic.
Really? I thought it would be faster.
Actually, it's slower than you think. Question. What can be inferred from this conversation? A. The woman is in a rush. B. The woman knows a lot about the shuttle. C. The woman will miss her flight. D. The man is speeding over the limit. Part 4. Item numbers 46 through 60. You will now hear 15 spoken monologues. For each item, you will hear a monologue and its corresponding question, which will be read twice. Then you will hear 4 options, which will be read only once. Choose the option that best answers the question. Now, let's begin part 4. Number 46. If you want great Italian cuisine without having to pay an arm and a leg, come to Yummy's Diner. The casual atmosphere is relaxing, and our friendly servers can tell you all about our tasty menu. We've got everything from pasta to salads to burgers to desserts. You can always find a table for one or bring 10 of your friends. So join us at Yummy's Diner so you can find out what a real meal tastes like. Question. What is being advertised?
If you want great Italian cuisine without having to pay an arm and a leg, come to Yummy's Diner. The casual atmosphere is relaxing and our friendly servers can tell you all about our tasty menu. We've got everything from pasta to salads to burgers to desserts. You can always find a table for one or bring 10 of your friends. So join us at Yummy's Diner so you can find out what a real meal tastes like.
Question. What is being advertised? A. Delicious Italian food. B. A nice restaurant with a reasonable bill. C. A great supermarket down the street. D. A good buffet restaurant with a variety of food. Number 47.
For those of you heading to the beach this weekend, you're in luck. Friday and Saturday will be filled with blue, cloudless skies all day, so don't forget your hats and sunscreen. Sunday afternoon is when we'll see a change. The temperature won't drop much, but we will definitely see some dark clouds bring us some rain. It won't be anything huge, but we should see some light showers in the north, starting in the late afternoon all the way through Monday morning.
Question. Which is correct according to the report? For those of you heading to the beach this weekend, you're in luck. Friday and Saturday will be filled with blue, cloudless skies all day, so don't forget your hats and sunscreen. Sunday afternoon is when we'll see a change. The temperature won't drop much, but we will definitely see some dark clouds bring us some rain. It won't be anything huge, but we should see some light showers in the north starting in the late afternoon all the way through Monday morning. Question. Which is correct according to the report? A. The temperature will drop on Saturday afternoon. B. It will rain on Monday morning. C. It will be sunny and bright all weekend. D. It will rain on Sunday all day long. Number 48. This is a singing class, but the only way you can really improve is to practice. When you are in class, I can teach you techniques and make sure you do them correctly. But it is your job when you get home to practice as much as you can. One way to help you practice is to record yourself singing so you can hear it and know what you need to improve in your abilities. It's hard work and sometimes embarrassing, but if you put in a lot of effort, you're bound to get something back. Question. What is the main idea of the talk?
This is a singing class, but the only way you can really improve is to practice. When you are in class, I can teach you techniques and make sure you do them correctly, but it is your job when you get home to practice as much as you can. One way to help you practice is to record yourself singing so you can hear it and know what you need to improve in your abilities. It's hard work and sometimes embarrassing, but if you put in a lot of effort, you're bound to get something back.
Question. What is the main idea of the talk? A. How to improve singing abilities. B. The way to become a famous singer. C. How to record songs successfully. D. How hard it is to be a good singer. Number 49.
Community leaders all around the state are getting together to find new ways to overcome the economic slump. So far, big agricultural businesses have been making great progress, but what happens to the small independent farmers? Every year, more and more independent farming operations are being pushed out by bigger agricultural corporations. Although politicians say that they are trying to find solutions, it seems as if they are only interested in helping out the big businesses.
Question: What is the main purpose of this talk? Community leaders all around the state are getting together to find new ways to overcome the economic slump. So far, big agricultural businesses have been making great progress. But what happens to the small, independent farmers? Every year, more and more independent farming operations are being pushed out by bigger agricultural corporations. Although politicians say that they are trying to find solutions, it seems as if they are only interested in helping out the big businesses. Question: What is the main purpose of this talk? A. To arouse attention to the difficulty of independent farmers. B. To notify that the conference is being held. C. To teach how agricultural business can be run effectively. D. To urge the government to help farmers. Number 50. On last week's episode of Voting for Vehicles, we showed you a range of reliable luxury sedans. This week we're focusing on two particular models, the Luxor and the Noblesse. Both cars have similar price tags. The Luxor scored a total of 6 out of 10 stars, while the Noblesse blew away the competition with 8.5 out of 10 stars. Our test proves that even among luxury cars, there can be differences in quality, even if the prices are the same. Question: What is the speaker's main point?
On last week's episode of Voting for Vehicles, we showed you a range of reliable luxury sedans. This week, we're focusing on two particular models, the Luxor and the Noblesse. Both cars have similar price tags. The Luxor scored a total of 6 out of 10 stars, while the Noblesse blew away the competition with 8.5 out of 10 stars. Our test proves that even among luxury cars, there can be differences in quality, even if the prices are the same.
Question: What is the speaker's main point? A. All prestige cars don't have the same quality. B. Expensive cars are dependable. C. Pre-owned cars are cost-effective. D. Luxury cars are not safe compared to their cost. Number 51.
Now that summer's finally here, all you want to do is go to the beach, right? But stop and think for a minute. Don't forget to pack your sunscreen. It's important to use because it helps to block out or absorb ultraviolet rays, depending on which kind you get. Both types work equally well. Just remember that no sunblock is 100% effective, so be sure to take other safety measures too, like wearing a hat.
Question: What is the speaker mainly talking about? Now that summer's finally here, all you want to do is go to the beach, right? But stop and think for a minute. Don't forget to pack your sunscreen. It's important to use because it helps to block out or absorb ultraviolet rays, depending on which kind you get. Both types work equally well. Just remember that no sunblock is 100% effective, so be sure to take other safety measures too, like wearing a hat. Question: What is the speaker mainly talking about? A. How to apply sunblock properly. B. Ways to protect skin from harmful rays. C. Introducing a high-quality sunscreen. D. Representing other types of sunscreen. Number 52. On this week's show, we'll review Hunting Justice, a new action film coming out this weekend. The big achievement with this film is that the computer graphics are absolutely amazing. The big disappointment is that almost everything else stinks. Jack Murphy's acting is stiff, and the dialogue is often corny and contrived. While the special effects are spectacular on their own, they're definitely not enough to save this movie from being given a score of 1 out of 5 stars. Question: What feature makes this movie distinctive?
On this week's show, we'll review Hunting Justice, a new action film coming out this weekend. The big achievement with this film is that the computer graphics are absolutely amazing. The big disappointment is that almost everything else stinks. Jack Murphy's acting is stiff and the dialogue is often corny and contrived. While the special effects are spectacular on their own, they're definitely not enough to save this movie from being given a score of 1 out of 5 stars.
Question: What feature makes this movie distinctive? A. The crew and staff's hard work. B. Well-organized scenarios. C. The actor's brilliant acting. D. Terrific computer graphics. Number 53.
One of the most important decisions you will make in college is what kind of club or organization to join. There are many reasons that affect your choice, and time may be the biggest influencing factor. Since you're obviously in school to study, you should be careful not to spend too much time on extracurricular activities. For example, being on the soccer team requires too much time for practice and traveling to and from games.
Question: Which is correct according to the talk? One of the most important decisions you will make in college is what kind of club or organization to join. There are many reasons that affect your choice, and time may be the biggest influencing factor. Since you are obviously in school to study, you should be careful not to spend too much time on extracurricular activities. For example, being on the soccer team requires too much time for practice and traveling to and from games. Question: Which is correct according to the talk? A. Time is an important factor when joining a club. B. Joining a soccer team is recommended. C. Extracurricular activities are as important as schoolwork. D. All club activities have negative influences on school performance. Number 54. Before we begin tonight's community meeting, I'd just like to say how happy I am that, unlike the last one, so many of our residents are here. There isn't much on the schedule for tonight, so the faster we're done, the faster we can have some refreshments. The one important topic we'll be starting with tonight is Mr. Smith's presentation about suggesting we rebuild the children's park. After his presentation, we can move across the hall to have some coffee and discuss the proposal. Question: What can be inferred from this talk?
Before we begin tonight's community meeting, I'd just like to say how happy I am that, unlike the last one, so many of our residents are here. There isn't much on the schedule for tonight, so the faster we're done, the faster we can have some refreshments. The one important topic we'll be starting with tonight is Mr. Smith's presentation about suggesting we rebuild the children's park. After his presentation, we can move across the hall to have some coffee and discuss the proposal.
Question: What can be inferred from this talk? A. More people gathered compared to the last meeting. B. There are many agendas to discuss in this meeting. C. People attending the meeting are leaders of the community. D. Rebuilding the children's park has been rescheduled. Number 55.
Born in 1638, Louis XIV became king of France at the age of 5. Known as the Sun King, he increased the power of France in Europe. Although he was one of France's greatest rulers, he was hungry for power and created a centralized government in France. He is often attributed as saying, "I am the state," meaning that he controlled everything. But whether this quote is accurate is still debated to this day.
Question: What is correct according to this lecture? Born in 1638, Louis XIV became King of France at the age of 5. Known as the Sun King, he increased the power of France in Europe. Although he was one of France's greatest rulers, he was hungry for power and created a centralized government in France. He is often attributed as saying, "I am the state," meaning that he controlled everything. But whether this quote is accurate is still debated to this day. Question: What is correct according to this lecture? A. Louis XIV controlled France from 1638. B. Louis XIV established a centralized government. C. Louis XIV quoted someone by saying, "I am the state." D. Louis XIV was a powerless king. Number 56. Today we'll be discussing a growing area in psychology, eating disorders. Although some people may think that eating disorders, like anorexia and bulimia, are physical problems, they ultimately stem from some psychological problem. An eating disorder may be a symptom of being unable to deal with stress, or it could be an effect of past emotional or physical harm. Because of this, it is important to understand that psychological counseling is necessary in order to battle and treat such problems. Question: Which statement best reflects the speaker's views?
Today we'll be discussing a growing area in psychology, eating disorders. Although some people may think that eating disorders like anorexia and bulimia are physical problems, they ultimately stem from some psychological problem. An eating disorder may be a symptom of being unable to deal with stress, or it could be an effect of past emotional or physical harm. Because of this, it is important to understand that psychological counseling is necessary in order to battle and treat such problems.
Question: Which statement best reflects the speaker's views? A. A family support is needed to overcome eating disorders. B. Eating disorders should be dealt with psychologically. C. Eating disorders are related only to physical problems. D. Eating disorders should be treated before worsening. Number 57.
Because of the high cost of construction, rising interest rates, and low demand for more energy, the nuclear power industry is seeing a decline in profits. In 2004, 15 different major companies had their ratings lowered, while last year the same thing happened to 6 more companies. It was announced that because of the lower demand, as well as the rise in other energy sources like solar power, the nuclear power industry will have a difficult time generating long-term profits.
Question: What can be inferred from this talk? Because of the high cost of construction, rising interest rates, and low demand for more energy, the nuclear power industry is seeing a decline in profits. In 2004, 15 different major companies had their ratings lowered, while last year the same thing happened to 6 more companies. It was announced that because of the lower demand, as well as the rise in other energy sources like solar power, the nuclear power industry will have a difficult time generating long-term profits. Question: What can be inferred from this talk? A. Many nuclear power companies shut down in 2004. B. Overall energy supply is continuously increasing. C. More nuclear power plants will be constructed. D. The nuclear power industry is expecting a decline in profit. Number 58. Another tomb has been found very close to the famous King Tutankhamun's tomb in Egypt, and it has archaeologists all over the world excited. This discovery was different from other discoveries because scientists have been able to examine the artifacts inside the tomb using special tools. This way, none of the valuable relics will be damaged by either human hands or nature. The first round of viewing has revealed a small coffin made of gold that contained the body of a small child. Archaeologists hope to announce more artifacts. Question: Which is correct according to the report?
Another tomb has been found very close to the famous King Tutankhamun's tomb in Egypt, and it has archaeologists all over the world excited. This discovery was different from other discoveries because scientists have been able to examine the artifacts inside the tomb using special tools. This way, none of the valuable relics will be damaged by either human hands or nature. The first round of viewing has revealed a small coffin made of gold that contained the body of a small child. Archaeologists hope to announce more artifacts.
Question. Which is correct according to the report? A. A couple of tombs have been investigated in Egypt. B. Artifacts can be safely viewed using scientific instruments. C. There are many difficulties to examining the tombs. D. Artifacts found in the tomb date back to millions of years ago. Number 59.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming today to say goodbye to Lauren. She was a wonderful person with love for everyone, and she will be dearly missed. She leaves behind her husband, Rick, and her two adult children, Dave and Rachel. Lauren was a caring mother, sister, daughter, and teacher known for her patience and affection. We all know that she is in a better place today and looking down on us.
Question. What's the mood of this talk? I'd like to thank everyone for coming today to say goodbye to Lauren. She was a wonderful person with love for everyone, and she will be dearly missed. She leaves behind her husband, Rick, and her two adult children, Dave and Rachel. Lauren was a caring mother, sister, daughter, and teacher, known for her patience and affection. We all know that she is in a better place today and looking down on us. Question. What's the mood of this talk? A. Indifferent. B. Hopeful. C. Sorrowful. D. Frightened. Number 60. Hi, Dr. Walters. This is Parker. I know your office is closed today, but I was calling to let you know that I won't be able to make it to my appointment tomorrow at 3 p.m. because of a family emergency. If it's possible, I'd like to reschedule my appointment for Thursday at the same time. If that's okay, could you please call me on my cell phone at 213-555-9807? If not, I'll just call again to reschedule for another day. Thanks. Question. Which is correct according to the message on the phone?
Hi, Dr. Walters. This is Parker. I know your office is closed today, but I was calling to let you know that I won't be able to make it to my appointment tomorrow at 3 p.m. because of a family emergency. If it's possible, I'd like to reschedule my appointment for Thursday at the same time. If that's okay, could you please call me on my cell phone at 213-555-9807? If not, I'll just call again to reschedule for another day. Thanks.
Question. Which is correct according to the message on the phone? A. The speaker can't come by the doctor's office until next week. B. The speaker would like to confirm the appointment. C. The speaker can't keep the appointment due to personal matters. D. The speaker prefers the morning to afternoon.